SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail. In today's episode, we'll look at the eligibility criteria for government financial assistance and your obligations towards securing the Higher Education Loan Program.
With the HECS debt, some people will repay if they've got very high incomes in about 5 years, and some people won't pay until they leave the labour force.
Millions of Australians take advantage of the government loan benefits through the Higher Education Loan Program HELP Scheme. If you plan to enrol in tertiary studies, you may also be eligible to defer the payment of your course fees until you secure a job.
Permanent or eligible former humanitarian visa holders who will be living in Australia during the duration of their course are eligible too, as well as Pacific engagement visa holders.
When enrolling in higher education in Australia, course payment arrangements must be made. A handful of students can pay their course fees upfront to avoid debt. However, most students take up the option of a government loan to cover the course fees. This government loan program is the Higher Education Loan Program, or HELP. There are five specific HELP schemes, with HECS HELP and FEE HELP being the most common. According to Stephanie Stockwell, a spokesperson for the Department of Education, to be eligible for a HECS HELP loan, you must be enrolled in a Commonwealth-supported place.
A Commonwealth-supported place, known as a CSP, this is where a student enrolls at a university and the government pays a subsidy directly to the university, so the overall cost of the course for the student is reduced. However, a student would still need to cover some of the cost of the course, and that's where a HELP loan becomes important, because if they're eligible, then they could take out a HELP loan to cover that remaining amount.
HECS HELP program will cover the remaining amount, but not your accommodation or any other costs. Ms. Stockwell says your eligibility to receive either HECS HELP or the second option, FEE HELP, will be determined by where you study.
You would apply for one or the other depending on your enrolment. They both help a student pay for a higher education course, but a HECS HELP loan can be used where you're enrolled in the CSP. And a FEE HELP loan can be used if you're enrolled in a full fee-paying place, which is a non-subsidised place at a university in Australia.
The benefit of HECS HELP and FEE HELP is that students aren't forced to pay their course fees upfront. However, not all students are eligible to access a Commonwealth-supported place or HELP loan. Access to HELP depends on citizenship, visa or residency status. Acting Chief Executive of Universities Australia, Renee Henmarch, explains.
So this includes Australian citizens with plans to study at least some of their course in Australia. And in terms of visa holders, current or eligible former New Zealand special category visa holders who meet long-term residency requirements and commit to studying their entire course in Australia are eligible. Permanent or eligible former humanitarian visa holders who will be living in Australia during the duration of their course are eligible too, as well as Pacific engagement visa holders.
Overseas professionals can access a specific FEE HELP loan in order to undertake a bridging course. Whether engaging in full-time or part-time study, your HELP debt is calculated based on how many units you undertake. Bruce Chapman is an emeritus professor in economics at the Australian National University and the architect of the original HECS system. He says fees aren't charged every year, but on a unit basis.
So if you enrol in a degree, you might do 4 units in first semester, and each of those units will cost a certain sum of money, and you'll incur a debt, which is the total of all of them. So 1 year, to illustrate, might cost you $3,000. But if the next year you only take one course, and your debt would only increase by about, you know, $500 or something.
The more units you take, the higher your help debt will be. However, when it comes to paying off your debt, the calculations will be done for you. Your debt sits untouched until you find employment. When your employer withholds income tax from your salary each pay, they will withhold a little extra to pay off your help debt. Professor Chapman says this only happens once your annual income reaches a certain level.
Currently that level is $52,000 a year, and then you'll pay a percentage of your income to repay the debt. It starts at 1%. So, for example, if you've got a debt for $30,000, which would be not uncommon, and you don't start working in a job until 5 years later, nothing happens at all. When you earn $52,000, 1%, which is $520, will be taken off your debt until the debt's gone.
It's important to understand that the ability to pay back your help debt depends on your income. Since everyone's income is different, each person's debt and repayment plan will be unique. As Professor Chapman notes, this is different from a bank loan.
Bank loan, everybody has to pay a particular amount of money every month, and it's an interest rate adjustment, and it's all very clear how long it takes. With HECS debt, some people will repay if they've got very high incomes in about 5 years, and some people won't pay until they leave the labour force. So it's very, very diverse, but the median time to repay an average kind of debt would be about 10 years.
Living overseas for an extended period does not exempt you from repaying your debt, as the government can still recoup funds from Australian students.
If you go overseas for some period, it's not a short-term thing, it's not a holiday, you're required by law to make a statement, which is an official record of what you earned wherever you were. And then the HECS rules would apply and you owe that amount of money in the same way as if you're in Australia.
There are limits on the amount of debt a student can accrue. These are listed on the Government Study Assist website. Although you're only required to start paying off your debt once you have reached the income threshold, it's important to note that your debt can increase. This is because any outstanding amount of help debt is indexed each year. Stephanie Stockwell warns.
This is to keep up with changes in the cost of living, and it means that a help debt can grow over time. And the rate of indexation that is applied to a debt changes each year as it's based on the consumer price index.
Professor Chapman highlights the help scheme has one essential feature that sets it apart from overseas student loan schemes. Because repaying the loan is depending on your income, you have protection from debt collection if you are experiencing financial hardship.
If people are in trouble, they lose their job or they're ill or they're looking after an aged parent or a newborn child, they don't have to worry about repaying because the government will collect it later if their financial circumstances improve.
If you are eligible for a HECS help or fee help loan, Renee Hinmarsh says you only need to apply once for the duration of your course. The application process is straightforward.
Eligible students will be required to submit a request for HECS help form, which is provided by their university. And within this form, they'll need things like a tax file number or confirmation of an application for a tax file number, as well as their unique student identifier.
For more information on government assistance to finance your tertiary studies, you can visit studyassist.gov.au. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Melissa Campagnoni, hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.